Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush with you. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shindanny in Creighton, Bill?
You guys might have heard this before sometimes in advertising. Maybe Steve, through the newspaper there at the Journal Star, You got to sell the sizzle. You got to sell the sizzle. So Schindler has obtained the inner workings of the Sizzler from Yankton, and he has brought everything from the Sizzler restaurant into the lobby of the bank today.
You got to be kidding.
And so he will have the salad bar set up, the soft serve ice cream machine set up. There'll be apple crisp at the end and a giant bowl of pudding with the Sizzler booths all set up. And there will also be some sirloins being grilled. So it'll feel exactly like you're going to a Sizzler restaurant. You got to sell the sizzle.
Now, how could you turn this down? So you have to make the drive today. You have to.
I don't know.
He's grilling
Steve,
sirloin.
You and me both know. Steve know what it's like to walk into a Sizzler, and it was incredible.
They had one on O Street, right? When you were here.
Yeah.
They had one of those.
Yes.
I wonder if you'll have the fluffy pink stuff that you didn't know what it was.
They will. It's like it's a Jello salad is what they call it.
Yeah.
It's a Jello salad.
There's some Jello
in there.
It's like
a whipped Jello salad.
Whipped Jello.
And remember the spoon to get it with, Steve, the big spoon that would be in there, and you just plop it down. Then sometimes also, do you remember this delicacy? The vanilla pudding, but on the edge you had vanilla wafers.
Yes.
That would also show up sometimes. And that was a extreme meal, Jake, when you had the vanilla wafer is very an overlooked cookie, in my opinion.
Oh, God.
Will that be there today or not, Bill? Will that work?
There will be the vanilla pudding and nice. The vanilla wafer will be there today. Yes, that will all be there today.
Great.
My recollection of Sizzler was it was largely green. No, there must green has to be the hue of the day, right?
I'll have to ask Steve for sure what he has on that, but that might be the hue of the day. But when you walked in, it was just incredible. You got excited when you walked into a Sizzler.
You know what excited me?
It was.
You know what excited me in L.A., Bill? L.A. What was I in L.A. for this year? Oh, the USC game. The USC game. And, you know, we're whipping around in an Uber. And, you know, there's no thought of the guys I'm with of going to a Sizzler. So I just got a sort of daydream. I looked to my right and there was a Sizzler. All I could do was daydream. Yeah, because if
so
I would.
Sean's not taking you guys to a Sizzler.
If I would have said to Robin and Sean, hey, let's hit to that Sizzler. They wouldn't have taken me seriously.
Would they have laughed at you?
Yeah, they wouldn't have.
Yeah, okay, Sizzler.
No, it's worse. They wouldn't even acknowledge it. I don't think they'd laugh.
They would drive it.
Yeah, they would. No, there's an Uber, but they wouldn't acknowledge.
Now,
it.
I know that I would go, and I believe Jake would go very willingly too. Jake, would yes. like, yeah, I'll go.
Absolutely.
Go to Sizzler.
Are you kidding me?
Sizzler in L.A. Come on.
We would have gone to
Sizzler. Tell me you've ever gotten a bad meal at a Sizzler. Yeah, never. Just the name, never. Sizzler. Remember that big piece of steak on the sign, on the illuminated sign outside? Just a big hunk of steak. And it was and it had the cross grill on it.
That's right.
Twice on the grill.
That's right. I wonder.
Better times.
I'm hearing a report. Sizzler. The pink stuff you're talking about is David from Renew has had it before. He said it's strawberry banana Jello powder, cottage cheese, and Cool Whip combined.
Ooh, cottage cheese.
They call it pink salad. Count me out on that. I'm not going to try that. But I'm glad Shindaddy might have that today, and I will eat everything else at.
You would try it, Jake.
No.
You'd be surprised at how good it was. Jake, you'd have to try it.
David, you sure?
Remember at the end, they always had the apple crisp and then the soft serve ice cream. You could get apple crisp and soft serve ice cream. You didn't have to do the apple crisp. You could do ice cream by itself. But that's what you could have. And you could go back to, obviously, to the buffet line as many times you want. And then there'd be Mac salad.
Yep.
All the time. Mac salad would be there.
Yep.
And it was, you know, back in the day, too, it was probably what? $9.99,
probably
something like that. Maybe $11.99, something like that, to get a steak and a salad bar. Better times. Any of the text line, Jake? Text line, they remember.
Let's see real quick. Jake says the pink stuff sounds horrible. Hizzlepear says L.A. Sizzler steaks are probably tofu steaks.
I don't know that. You wonder. Though.
Sanderson says Sizzler and Bonanza. Please bring them both back.
Bonanza. Bonanza.
Someone says, I lived off vanilla wafers when I was a kid. Yes, yum to those. Lived off of them. That's Crowbar from David
Steve. Steve, can you see the box right now, vanilla wafers? Can you see it?
Of course I can. Yes.
God, they were always in a box, Jake. They came in a box.
You know what I did, Bill?
A yellowish box.
I'd smash a piece of banana between two of them. That was always good. And you always felt like you're doing something kind of healthy. Yeah.
Well,
smash a banana.
That's what was the headline again today? What was the Sizzler? Sizzler at Midwest Bank.
You gotta sell the sizzle.
Be a wonderful, delicious day at Midwest Bank in Creighton.
You gotta sell the sizzle.
402-464-5685. Call or text as always. I don't know if people are aware of this, but as of today, we are in double digits. We're not in triple digits. Double digits away from college football, 99 days away from Farmageddon, Iowa State, Kansas State in Dublin, Ireland, week 0. So we're getting closer. We're getting closer. CBS Sports put out a list of, within 100 days out, the names, games, storylines to follow as we count down to the 2025 season. Number one, the prominent storyline per CBS Sports is Chip Patterson who wrote this. Mm-hmm. Chip Patterson. The Arch Manning era begins for title-contending Texas. Is that, to you guys, the biggest story of this upcoming season? Again, this is a team that was in the semifinals of the playoff. They pushed Ohio State, who, again, was the eventual champs, with Quinn Ewers, who became a seventh-round draft pick. Arch Manning has all the hype, all the expectations. Is that the biggest story in college football as we approach 2025?
You could sell that to me.
What do you think, Steve? I don't know. It doesn't resonate with me. Like, I just can't. I can't wait to see it. Can't get enough of it.
Really?
Doesn't really. It's interesting, but it's not like it. Just to say that that's my thing. I can't wait to see what happens. This story is going to be incredible. Not really. I mean, I'm more intrigued with how Penn State plays. I think that's
That's not on the list.
It didn't make the storyline, Chip Patterson.
Not even on the list.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I think it's a big storyline.
That's okay. Yeah. Why do you
think
that?
James Franklin's best team. Mm-hmm. They're set up for it. Michigan's not great. You have a hard time telling me Ohio State lost 15 draft picks, 14 draft picks, and came off a national championship. Penn State is in position. This is their year, and they've been and the head coach. I mean, it's been heated for the head coach. He's been in arguments with fans on the field.
On the field.
Yeah, so it's – yeah. And so it's just – it's a lot. And so that's my lead story. I want to see what Penn State does.
I like that. This is – you know what just happened? Bill came up with one that makes a lot of sense that didn't make this list. You could definitely sell Penn State to me as one that should be on this list. I'm more intrigued with Arch Manning's that story than Bill is. In part because I'm not convinced he's that good. He's played enough that you can assess it to a certain degree. I don't see the magic that others must see. Am I wrong, Bill? I don't see the magic.
Well, he hasn't played a ton. Quinn Ewers played most of the season. I know.
He's played. I mean,
he hasn't played a bunch, mostly just started with a couple injuries, but.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
I always push back because people are expecting fireworks from him.
Right.
Also, you know, when you talk to a lot of, you hear a lot of the, it'd be fun to hear what Schaefer had him or some of these national guys. And you talk about the national guys, a lot of them had him as a 3-star or a 4-star. Out of high school, if it wasn't for,
that's what I mean, I don't see,
you know,
it.
Some they talk about, if it wasn't for his name,
I don't see it.
And they said because of the level he played at every day, every week, I mean, in high school, it wasn't this wasn't like 7A ball in Texas, and so it's quite a bit different. So a lot of people had him ranked lower. So I do love how he's handled himself, what he's done, stayed put, everything about him. You don't read anything where you go, oh man, that turns me off. So everything he does is, he's like, he's taking a book out of his uncle Peyton Manning's How to Be Likeable, but it's a very interesting story. I just don't know if I'm like, I got to watch Texas play, I got to see what happens here. There's other things that intrigue me a little bit more.
Go ahead, Jake. Go through the list.
Number two, per CBS Sports, Chip Patterson. Number two, interesting storyline is Ohio State's encore. Bill just mentioned 15 draft picks from Ohio State mm-hmm. gone to the NFL. Still expect to be in the conversation of a championship. I mean, they have 10.5 wins as their over-under for Circus Sports, and I think FanDuel is up there as well with them. They expect to win the conference again and win the title. Mm-hmm. So that's number two in terms of the interesting storylines. How will they do with 15 players gone to the draft, but a bunch of great players back?
That was interesting. Then Georgia, Alabama responding from disappointing seasons. Really interesting, especially Alabama.
Very interesting.
Yeah, especially Alabama.
I take that one over Arch Manning.
Oh.
Especially Alabama, yes.
You would rearrange this list quite a bit.
Yes, I would take that over Arch Manning.
Especially the DeBoer. The DeBoer story to me is, I mean, I'll follow that closely. I wonder if they're headed for a sizable fall. That's what I wonder right now. And I respect DeBoer. You guys probably hold him in a little more high regard than I do. Let's see.
He had Washington in a national championship.
Yeah, when you've won every place you've been,
he has.
That matters.
Alabama's a different world.
Every place you've been,
it's a different world in the SEC. We'll see what he really has here.
Number four storyline.
That job.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jake.
No, go ahead, Bill.
What I was going to say is, there's a real quick, you know, side note on Alabama is that. You know, that big conversation I heard about the other day, they have one billionaire in the state. They mm-hmm. have one. Mm-hmm. And he's an Auburn fan. Mm. He's an Auburn fan. So Alabama's not sitting on, if you think Alabama's sitting on the same money that Texas A&M, no, some other places are, Georgia, They're not.
No,
they're not. And if it gets into that world of the where that it's all about the NIL, that's hard on Alabama. That's not the it's a tough situation there when comparison to other schools in that league. It's very well known that they don't have, you know, that the strain is more in that state financially.
If you made a list of the best programs in the country, Alabama would not be. They might be top five, but I don't know. I don't know if you could get them in the top five.
You start combining everything,
right?
Combined now with like a Texas.
Right.
Before you would, in the past, you would never compare Alabama and Texas. It'd always be Alabama. Now it's different because now they have a really good coach there. They obviously have they have the talent in the state. Alabama doesn't have the same amount of talent in state. They got to be able to go out and to be able to go recruit it. They don't have the same number in state. And then the budget's way different.
When I say best jobs,
that's a factor.
When I say best jobs, I don't mean
the rest of the list, Jake.
When I say best jobs, I mean all things considered. All things considered.
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Go list.
Two more on the list. Number four, the post-Travis Hunter Shedeur Sanders era at Colorado. He's, again, Heisman Trophy winner, guy that's supposed to be a top 10 pick, went fifth round instead of Shedeur Sanders. But what does Colorado look like? Does Colorado take a drop? They won 9 games last year.
Right. I mean, that's interesting. Of course, that's it. And then what?
What's the hype around Colorado? I mean, you don't hear much buzz right now around them and what they're bringing in, what they're bringing back.
No, you don't. It's still prime, though. What's prime do for an encore? I mean, Okay, then the last one is Belichick.
Last one is Bill Belichick puts the 33rd NFL team to the test at North Carolina.
I mean, didn't we kind of establish that could be number one?
Could be number one. I mean, the whole Belichick story is incredible.
Could be one. I know this. I'm extremely if a game came on and it was just – if it wouldn't be a Texas-Oklahoma or Texas-Michigan or some sort of matchup, and it was just Texas playing Mississippi State or North Carolina playing anybody, I'm watching North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what that looks like. I want to see what's going on there. I believe right now that it's almost 49 and a half states to half state, meaning half of it's North Carolina. The other 49.5 are rooting against North Carolina.
Hmm.
I don't think there's a lot of casual fans. Someone that's in North Dakota, like going, I'm really pulling for North Carolina to win. I think most of them are like going, I'm hoping they don't. Hmm. So I think that's the general vibe of the college football fan.
I want to give a shout out to some breakers here because we just mentioned Alabama a second ago before this, and we didn't mention this yet. Do you know who they offered yesterday?
Yes, they did.
Alabama offered Jet Tamala from Millard South yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Jet Tamala has an Alabama offer. Now he's committed to
Iowa State commit number 10 quarterback in the 2026 class, but Jet Tamala of Millard South gets with an Alabama offer yesterday.
Yeah,
but Nebraska will not be offering him.
No. I mean, they have their quarterback for that class, Dayton Raiola. So you made your choice.
Yeah, you have your quarterback. It's what you have. So it's. But that's interesting, though.
It is.
Alabama, it is interesting.
Yeah, he had a good offer list. Missouri came. Obviously, he's committed to Iowa State. Arizona was one. Virginia Tech was one. Those were his finalists. Jet Tamala's finalists were Iowa State, Duke, Arizona, Missouri, and Virginia Tech. Those were
pretty solid.
Yeah, those were his finalists.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, pretty solid. Not pretty, really good.
That's your storylines per Chip Patterson for the football season ahead. Before we get to break, and again, by the way, if you want to get ahead on Dr. Love, text or call 402-464-5685.
It's coming in.
Before that, though, a quick plug for a place that you're fond of, Bill. That, of course, is the Mid-America Speakers Bureau. Tyler and the team. It's speaking season. I know that people think, it's just the fall. No, speaking season is year-round, isn't it, Bill? And you are a part of this team at Mid-America
it's
Speakers
year-round,
Bureau.
Year-round, and this is the main hiring season right now because it gets really crazy busy start to end of August, probably through December. I have a lot of events that go on and the thing about speaking is there's so many different avenues or people, type of speakers that people want to come talk to. And Tyler has them all. And he handles everything with such first class. But go to the website. Go ahead and tell them how to get to that website, Jake.
The website is midamericasb.com. Midamericasb.com.
Speakers
so
Bureau.
He has budgets for everyone. If you call him up or you email him, text him, like that, this is what we're looking to spend. This is what our budget is. Great. He has this. What are you looking for? Is it leadership? Is it that you name it the type of people he wants to talk to? He has them all categorized. And then you get to go on his website, and also on the website, there'll also be some video clips or different things that you can check out. But he's right here. He's in Central City.
Yes, he is.
He's right here in Nebraska, and this is what he does. And like I said, I work with him daily. And he is absolutely outstanding. So if you're looking to hire a speaker, this is the route to go.
MidAmericaSB.com for Mid-America Speakers Bureau. Tyler and the team doing a great job. When we come back, Dr. Love, get your texts and your calls, 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.